This episode is going to be a little bit different. You ready? Hello there, lovely. I'm Yvonne. I'm your host for More Suspicious Minds podcast, and we're going to do this a little bit differently. The reason being is this is the last episode of season one. Yes, I was going to wait a few more episodes to do this, so I do apologise for dropping this straight on you, but the tiredness kicked in last week and I thought, you need to take a break just for a little while. I'd been up to visit family in Scotland for the week. It was so nice. I even went horse riding. I really enjoyed that. There was a lot of driving, there were a lot of late nights, and there were a lot of early starts, and it did catch up with me. So when I came home, of course, you're going to be tired. You've done a lot this week, but it wasn't just tired where a good night's sleep would have helped. It was something else, something heavier, just sitting on my shoulders. And I even recorded what was going to be episode 20, which was all about karma. And a great episode, but I listen to it back, which I always play back my episodes after I record them, just to make sure I've not missed anything. I just listen to it. It wasn't what I was saying. It was just the way I was saying it. And I just came across like really flat, really monotone, not at all enthusiastic and tired. You could hear the tiredness in my voice. So I thought, what is bothering me? I didn't even at that point know it was this. I sat with it and took a few deep breaths, actually asked for answers on it. What is wrong with me? Because it wasn't a case of just feeling tired. It was actually fed up tired as well. Nothing could keep me happier for more than a minute. And I was just honestly searching for what was wrong, not thinking it was this. When I did sit for a little while, the answers just came up to me and it was, you need to take a break. Now, I was going to break at some point this season, probably a few more episodes down the line, but I thought, well, you're being called to break now. Please don't worry. I'm definitely coming back for season two and I've got loads of great content as well. So we will be back probably in the next month or two. Probably going to be doing things a little bit different in the next season. So there will be a change in the frequency where I do put out weekly episodes. I'm going to do them every other week, so fortnightly episodes. Because when you smack bang in the summer holidays with a five-year-old, it's pretty tiring to entertain them and also try and get an episode out each week. A lot goes into an episode. I'm not sure if you're a podcaster yourself or if you know a lot about it, but I have to kind of, because of the content of what I say, there is a lot of research because I want to make sure I'm giving you the right information. So I have to check that out. That takes time. I then have to script it out. A lot of my episodes are scripted so I don't miss anything. Otherwise, I'd be going around in tangents for hours because that is what I do. This episode's a bit more raw and authentic. So let me know if you like it better this way. Yeah, every fortnight, it means I can give a better quality of content over to you. I can also get those episodes onto blogs. So if you want to read about them, they'll be there on my website too. At the moment, what with the recording and the editing and the publishing it and putting it all together, even the artwork, it takes quite a long time. So it's fine when it's term time, but during the summer holidays, it's just too much. I want to change the interludes next season as well, because I've had the same interludes for a little while and I'm getting bored with them. So I will be changing them. I would love it if you would stay in touch with Auspicious Minds. Please follow us on any of your social media platforms. We're on all of them. So just look up Auspicious Minds. If you're not following us, I'll post news of updates and also when season two is going to begin, because it's going to be great. So yeah, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. I'm on all of them. And you can find this on the website at www.auspiciousminds.com. And also on that website, you can grab yourself a free ebook on 50 ways how to get a decent night's kip. All you have to do is put your email address in. Please do not worry, I'm not going to send you loads of crap. I know sometimes when we subscribe to stuff, we can just get inundated with emails. The amount of things that I was following that I've had to unsubscribe to because the frequency of those emails, you just don't get a chance to read it all when they're sending you emails every day. So don't worry, I will be sending it once in a blue moon. So be sure to get that free ebook. There's loads of great tips in there. There's also a lot of blogs on the website, Auspicious Minds. We're not just about the podcast. There are a lot of blogs and there are a lot of subjects on those blogs that I have not covered in this season. So I've got a lot of, if you do suffer from anxiety, there's loads on there about that. Addiction, journaling and other stuff besides. And I've not covered any episodes on those. So it is different content from what you may have already listened to. If you ever feel the need to go back and listen to the episodes, please do so. They are evergreen, so, you know, this is something that will still be relevant in a year's time, 5 years' time to people. Those episodes, they're there for you to listen to whenever you want, or if you're missing my voice. Anyway, let's jump into the episode. How to take a step back when you're feeling tired. So there are different types of tired that we get. You got your physical tired, so maybe you've been doing a lot of stuff that day. You've gone out for the day, gone to the beach, you've gone hiking, you've gone walking, running, whatever, and you just need a good night's kip and you're right again. That's your physical tired, which you already know. Mentally tired, where you would need to rest. Maybe you've been overworking yourself or concentrating really hard or revising for something and you're just tired and you need to just chill and do nothing or something else. That's when you're mentally tired. But there is another tired that we get and we don't always recognize it as this, but it's that emotional, spiritual and mentally tired when it's all of them together. And it can then affect our physical state as well. With maybe you've hit a wall and you feel like you're burning out. And that's why I thought I'd do an episode about this, because it is something we all suffer from. And obviously suffering from it last week, it's still pretty fresh in my mind. Where fighting, it seems to exhaust you even more and it leaves you flat and fed up. So what do you do when you're feeling this way? You go with it. Detach where you can. The universe, it's slowing you down to make changes. It's time to take stock and just let it happen. This can sometimes happen. Say you've been manifesting with the law of attraction. It can feel unsettling because when we do our affirmations and the stuff that we want to bring into our life, we kind of just think it'll just appear and nothing will change and this stuff will just come into our lives and fit in nicely. And sometimes that happens, depending on what it is. But there are other times where what we're asking for, it doesn't align with our current lives and changes need to be made in order for us to achieve that thing that we want. And there isn't always room. So to make this room, the universe has to slow us down in order to make us think and make space ourselves for these awesome changes. Now, at first, occasionally these changes, they might not always feel good. They're trying to get us out of our comfort zone and that can be scary for us because we are creatures of comfort. So maybe you've had a breakup, a friendship has come to an end, or you've had a row with a family member or something worse even. And as resilient human beings, we do know that this is how life works at times, but it can also result in changing the game for us a little bit, although we don't always see it at first because we are going through it. If this is something that you're going through at the moment and life does feel a little shitty, just remember that out of bad comes good. So it has to level out somewhere. Light follows dark, as they say. So feel and process any emotions, however uncomfortable it is, try not to repress them because that'll take the recovery time longer. You will bounce back. Other times things could be fine in our lives, but we're suddenly feeling stuck. Maybe yesterday you were firing on all four cylinders and today you've just hit that wall and all you can feel is numbness and exhaustion. and everything's an effort. But we continue to keep fighting and it just doesn't lift. It leaves us feeling even more exhausted because we're actually trying to power through and we're kind of hitting that force that's been made to slow us down. It can feel a little bit like we're stuck in quicksand. And that extra effort that we're putting in to try and get out of it is actually sinking us further. So treat this feeling, this tiredness that you've got, like quicksand. Stop fighting it. Do only what you can manage and what is necessary. And anything that can be put on hold or it can wait, leave it be for now. The less you fight and trust the process, and the more kinder that you can be to yourself right now, the quicker you will bounce back and your energy will return to you quicker. Believe me, your energy will build back up. You might be listening to this thinking, well, I don't have time to chill. I've just got loads on and it just keeps on giving. My advice, drop something. Change something. There is always something that you can drop. It might even be, you know, an hour less on your phone a day, or just changing your routine a little bit, or changing a habit, swapping a bad one for a good one, anything at all. Last week when I got back from Scotland, the mother country, that's where I was born, you see, my internet booster for the TV went on me. So now I can't watch my Netflix or my Prime. And at first I was a bit pissed off about it because I've only got normal TV that I can access now. And I don't know about you, but I fucking hate normal TV. It's full of reality TV shows. It's full of news and it's full of soap operas. And none of that stuff is what I watch on TV. I find it all a bit depressing. And watching that stuff, it brings me down. I don't find this stuff an easy watch like a lot of people. To me, it's a difficult watch because it can break my spirit a little bit. If I can't learn or grow or laugh from the entertainment that I'm watching, then it's just a waste of my time. But that's just me. Everybody's different. You're entitled to watch what you want. So back to the story. Rather than buy this internet Wi-Fi booster, I've just switched the TV off in the evenings and I've spent the evenings without the TV on, which I didn't think I could do last week. But switching that TV off, it's been the tonic that I needed. My evenings have slowed down, time slowed down. So I've been able to really enjoy the evening. I've not felt the need to snack. I've just sat and relaxed. And this is perfect because my head was that full. And over the last few nights, I felt my head emptying a little bit because it's just had some peace and quiet. I'll probably sort the internet booster thing out next week. I'll probably start missing TV again after all that. One thing I do recommend if you're feeling this way is a chakra meditation. Now, I'm not sure how much you know about the chakra system. I'll definitely be covering it on season 2 because it's interesting stuff. Our chakras, they're our energy centers in our body. There are 7 main ones from the base of our spines up to our crown area. They connect to the nerves and the organs that align with each area. I guess we never got told about this stuff in biology back in the day because curriculum probably considered it spiritual or a bunch of hippie crap. And honestly, it's not. Thankfully, we have access to this information now, and I don't think it's a bunch of hippie crap. It's what is. And it fills in the gaps about the little aches and pains or the other little mental health ailments that we tend to get, where there's no explanation for, where they just come and go. And yet we've suffered from them so much in the past and we've probably put it down to something else. Ideally, our chakras want to be balanced and open. If they're out of balance and they're blocked, we can suffer from all kinds of physical and mental health ailments. Far too many to go into right now. Again, I'll be covering this next season. But it can leave you, when your chakras are blocked or unbalanced, it can leave you feeling fed up, overwhelmed, tired, frustrated, just out of sorts. These are feelings we all get from time to time. Doing a chakra cleanse, it could just be the medicine that you need. So I'll leave a little link in the description of a one that I've done. It's only 20 minutes long from YouTube, and give it a go. It's really helpful. It made a massive difference to me. I used to be skeptical about this stuff. And I've only ever done a couple of these kind of meditations before. I kept an open mind though. I just thought, in for a penny. But honestly, there was this incredible warmth throughout my body when I did it. And certain chakras I didn't notice much difference with, but there were others where I felt this working straight away and it really sorted my head out. Between that and removing a few distractions, this energy is now returning to me. So it actually did work. If this is where you're at right now and you seem to be getting a good night's sleep and you're eating all right, but you're still feeling like you're in a funk, try these things. See if they make a difference. Anything's worth a go. And they're perfectly safe, they work, and they are free. So try them. As I say, sometimes you can be just feeling flat and tired, and you keep fighting it. Try mindfulness. Be still, be present. Find some room in your day to just kick back. It really does make a difference. A lot of the healing topics that I've covered in this season, they will help you as well, so be sure to go back and try them if you feel the need to. Just have faith that things are realigning for you and trust the process. The tiredness will pass. As humans, we know that we need to change, but we tend to remain in our comfort zones because it feels safer and easier to just do so. Therefore, we stay rooted in our routines and habits. We tend to only have the will to try and change things when the routine becomes wearier than the fear to change the status quo. I'm not talking about the band there. I always say that when I say status quo. If we've ignored the signs to make the changes ourselves, the universe will step in and do it for us. It finds ways to slow us down and make us knackered, so we've got no choice but to take notice. And sometimes it can take us years to get to know this. We'll always put it down to something else, and we'll just keep fighting on, and we'll only know the frustration of it because eventually we get the energy back anyway. But the quicker you get aware of it, the quicker you can get your energy back. Believe me, even when you're aware of all this, it can still catch you off guard and you'll put it down to other things. But when you are aware of this, once you stop fighting that tiredness and just accept it, the exhaustion lifts and it fucks off quicker. If you know it's this, it can almost leave you excited and wondering what's coming next for you. It's definitely a better option than trying to push through something and leaving yourself more tired and frustrated. And you're burning yourself out then, which is something we do to ourselves because we're warriors, isn't it? So slow down and trust the process. So knowing when you're tired and recognising it is so important. And I hope this episode has helped you realise that there can be other reasons, other kind of spiritual reasons why you may be burning out. Just know when to step back, recognise it and give yourself a break. And swim with the tide, not against it, and you'll get your energy back quicker. We always push ourselves too hard. Sometimes the usual go-to solutions, they just don't work anymore, and it can make us feel worse because we think, well, this usually works. Why not now? But when you can see it and go with the flow, the exhaustion lifts. Remember, a change is as good as a rest. Being in this zone, it's the perfect opportunity to change your routine a bit, swap a naughty habit for a good one, and embrace the new era with renewed optimism. Thank you for your support and your listen this throughout this season. I know some of you out there have listened to most or all of my episodes, and I'm so grateful for it. I really do hope that you come back to Auspicious Minds in the next season. So stay in touch with us and we'll let you know when we're coming back. Like I say, it should be the next month or two, and we'll be back with lots of new helpful episodes to continue on your healing journey. Till then, sending you love and light. See you later.